Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is October 21st, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up in the news from Nikon Japan, the release of the new 70-300mm VR lens has been, unfortunately, pushed back to December. Thankfully, it's the beginning of December. They're looking at about the 7th for the new release date. The link with the information will take you to a Japanese website, and unfortunately, it's in Japanese. But the best we can figure out is that the reason is that there were just too many orders. They couldn't keep up with the demands, and here I was hoping to get one for my birthday, and it looks like I'm just gonna have to wait to get my hands on that nice little lens. So if you have already pre-ordered it, be prepared for a delay, and hopefully the news will be hitting some of the US and Western Europe sites so we can get a better idea in English about what's going on, since my Japanese is pretty much non-existent. I can count to about 10, but I can't read any of it. In addition, another nifty piece of information from Nikon will be handy for those of you down under. Nikon is opening a direct subsidiary for official sales and service. Now, these offices are going to be based in Lidcombe in Sydney. So if you are in Australia and you've had a little bit of trouble getting direct to Nikon, well, coming up pretty soon, I think it's set to open the first week of November, if I recall correctly. You're in luck. Then you should be able to get to Nikon pretty much direct, even from down there in Australia. And maybe one day I'll get out there and have myself a different island getaway, although it's a pretty big island. It's a continent, really. But we won't get into that because this is Newsflash and we're not doing science reports anymore. The 6th annual Nikonian's Photo Adventure Trek. Or is it trip? I always get the last letter a little bit confused. Anyway, the 6th ANPAT is starting, today. So those of you who are on your way out to the Smokies and decided to download a news flash for your listening pleasure, enjoy it. Have fun. Have a good time. Try to stay warm, stay dry, and take a lot of good pictures. And if you are so inclined, drop me an email with a report on how things went, and I'll try to get that into the next edition of News Flash, which will probably, depending on how quick you can get back to me, be the 4th of November is what it's looking like. Unless you want to get me some feedback in the interim somehow before the 28th, but that's probably not very likely. So anyway, you guys out there, have a lot of fun, and we are all looking forward to some of your pictures and reports on that. Now into the forums. The Travel and Getting Together forums is where I hit today, and the NorCal Nikonians have set next Saturday, that is the 28th of October, for their next trek. So if you're interested in going and forgot the information, get onto the blog and I'll have the link up there that'll take you directly to that thread, so you can find out the meeting times and places and get in touch just in case you've forgotten. Now, going a little bit more east, Nikonian Flatlander 22 is in Austin, Texas, and is looking for some friendly Nikonians in the area, and he even says he'll work as an assistant for food. You can't beat that. You know, how much does a cheeseburger cost nowadays? I'll throw in that link if you're in the Austin area and want to meet up with somebody. Give Flatlander 22 some feedback and let him know what's going on. Now, to wrap things up this week, and yeah, I know it's a short podcast this week, but it's been quiet in the community. I just want to mention that the Photographer of the Year segment number 5 is still open and will be open until the 31st of October. And the segments feature pets, still life, and nighttime. And I think nighttime is supposed to be outdoors nighttime, not nighttime in your house with all the lights on. I think that somewhat defeats the purpose. So if you have some good shots of any of those, or want to run out and take some shots of any of those, get in there and I will post the link that will take you to the galleries for you possible new Nikonians or new to submitting to the galleries. Sometimes there's a tiny bit of confusion getting to where you actually enter the contest. So I'll get you to the gallery page and you can click on that segment and get in there, log yourself in, and enter the contest. And hopefully within a couple of weeks, into the final segment, I will have the winners of segment 5 for you. Well, that's about it for this week. Thank you for tuning in to Nikonian's News Flash. I look forward to hearing from you. Give me some feedback. If you have any announcements you'd like me to make, please drop me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org or get onto the podcast feedback forum and let us know what you think. Oh, one last thing. Those polo shirts. I'm working on it. Give me a little bit more feedback, guys, if you haven't written in. I've only had a few people saying they'd buy, and I know that means there's lots more out there. I've even had a suggestion that maybe another color, something paler that's not so hot to golf in, would be helpful and might boost sales. So if you're interested, give me a shout, drop me a line, and maybe we can get something out in the new year. Who knows? I make no promises. I just bring you the news from the community. Thanks for tuning in again, and I will be back next week with another episode of Nikonian's News Flash.